Welcome to Bites by Miss Deanne. In this episode, Chris Anderson is going to chat with us a little bit. And first of all, Chris, I mean, I know you've done a lot of things. You started out the WPF world, et cetera, but you made a transition not that long ago. So I don't really have as good a feel as I'd like to for where you're spending your time right now.
A couple years ago, I transitioned from working on WPF. I'd been working on the app model piece and had started thinking a lot about modeling and how to think about applications, and moved over onto an incubation team where we did a bunch of early work on Oslo, and I've been working on that group for the past several years.
Man, that's a change, going from that front end to back end stuff.
It's been interesting.
But the incubation part, I like that term, because I sort of see the whole Oslo M thing as you incubated the baby birds, and now they've sort of flown off to respective homes to find it, but because they're kind of moving to different places now, I understand. What's the story there?
Well, I mean, it's pretty interesting because, you know, Oslo several years ago actually was a very big, expansive thing that we talked about, and last PDC we kind of tightened it down to what we were talking about as Oslo, and we had kind of the three major pieces of the language, the tool, and the repository as the three major pieces there. And this year, we're kind of finally ready to say, you know, we're done with that Oslo name. It served us well. It was a great code name.
It was the nest, and we're ready to...
Yeah, we're going to get some real product names. And so we've named the first piece of the equation. So the repository piece is now called SQL Server Modeling Services. Mm-hmm. We have yet to name M, the language, or Quadrant, the tool. And so those two pieces, I can't tell you what the name is going to be because I don't know.
Because they'll end up somewhere. But then... The naming, it suggests that that's going to be part of SQL Server, I guess, as a product.
SQL Server Modeling Services is clearly an application built on top of SQL.
Okay.
So that's definitely a piece that's there. M is a general purpose language. M is a language about data, so it's going to be broadly applicable. We already have three backends for M, actually, so it can target T-SQL. Yeah. It can target the grammar runtime for doing DSLs. And then at this latest CTP, we actually can use Entity Framework as one of the backends for it, and so you can do modeling of your middle tier objects using M.
So the Entity Framework thing kind of fits into there, and it's sort of reaching that critical takeoff stage, it seems, where, because I looked at it about 18 months ago and said, okay, it's not really, we can't use it yet. But it looks like it's now ready for that prime time slot.
We got a lot of, we'll say, feedback on Entity Framework in the .NET 3.5 release.
Yeah, I said it a little bit.
we got a lot of feedback. And really, the last year, the team has been effectively every feature in Entity Framework 4.0 was customers giving us that feedback. So, you know, foreign keys, lazy loading, being able to start with a model, generate a database, being able to write POCO classes as your objects, being able to do serialization, digging into the object state manager and adjusting the pointer. I mean, it's there.
It's ready. So if you had a data set guy, you know, who was used to kind of a very transparent experience in just getting his data and not this huge framework, that it's time for him to think, okay, now there's something that's a little more modern that does everything you want to do. But, I mean, is it time for that? Those guys ready?
There's a couple reasons you may stay on dataset, right? Dataset, one of the things about it is it's a completely untyped experience, but it's cached. So it's cached but untyped. If you think about the data reader experience, that is, you know, streaming and untyped.
Okay, yes.
In the entity, in the EF side of the house, when you think about it, you really have kind of two layers you can plug into Entity Framework. At the, you know, typed entities but untyped CLR objects, and this is the entity client, entity connection world, and then you have the fully typed cached version of what we normally think of as the object context world.
Yeah.
Now, in that object context world, there are some performance issues in the terms of the fact that, you know, you're caching state in the mid-tier and you're doing stuff like that. And so I can see a few people in the data set world wanting to stay in their completely untyped world.
Makes it easy for them in that respect,
But in general, Entity Framework in .NET 4.0 is ready. I can pretty much categorically say if you want a dots in C# experience, you should go use EF.
So if people are because, you know, Microsoft's reputation in the whole here's the way to get to data thing. But this
PDC, we should be creating a new one, shouldn't we?
That's right. I mean, it's been 18 months. This is like the old Rocky and Bullwinkle thing.
Yeah, exactly.
This time for sure.
Oh, yeah.
This is actually going to be it. Okay, well, good. Is that where are you spending time on the Entity Framework stuff, or are you?
I split my time right now. I have kind of three major areas I spent a lot of time on. I'm spending a bunch of time on the OData stuff mm-hmm. and the entity framework pieces, kind of our what right now is the .NET 4 ship and train. So I'm spending time in that area. And then I spent a bunch of time on our data tools and the M language itself.
So you're bridging between what's going to be out there a year or two plus along with what's coming out right away. Well, that's good. That's a perspective I don't see from Microsoft folks very often to have that broader bridge.
It's a principle of our division, actually, that you always own the past, present, and future, that you have to put those together so that you have cohesion across the versions.
I like that. I hope you guys keep doing it. All right. This has been Billy Hollis for Bytes by MSDN, and we've been talking with Chris Anderson. Thanks very much for being with us, Chris.
Thank you.